It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First place teams, two teams on winning streaks, three for the Ravens, four for the Commanders. From the Baltimore banner, let's welcome in, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What is happening?
Morning, guys. You got me thinking about stuff that's not football, so I appreciate that.
Sounds like you've been to the Gold Club, Jonas.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I mean, it's got its moments pain and misery and euphoria, too, just like football. Jonas Schaefer, Dean Pease, he comes in this week as an advisor to Zach Gore on a surprise level or on a is-this-news level. Where does this rate for you?
I mean, I think it's surprising. I think it's newsworthy. I think, you know, it's also something that you might as well try. I mean, obviously, if this were to somehow become even more disastrous, and, you know, 4 weeks from now, we're talking about the Ravens having parted ways with Dean Pease, and I guess we would all be like, was it really worth it? I think Vinny could probably testify better than I can, but I don't think it's a cheap proposition to bring in someone with Dean's resume to bring in a senior advisor. I mean, this is like a pretty penny you're paying for a guy with his resume. But, you know, I guess my, not hesitation, but my kind of questioning comes down to, you know, it's the pass defense that needs the most help. And you look at what that Falcons defense was the last 2 years in Atlanta, it was not good. It was one of the worst in the NFL both years. And obviously, you know, that might have been personnel, that might have been injuries, whatever. But it doesn't exactly fill me with warm fuzzies that, you know, you're bringing in a guy who in his last go-around in the NFL didn't have a whole lot of luck in fixing what is now the worst part of your team, full stop. So I'm sure there's that comfort level. Obviously, Zach played for Dean back in Baltimore. Obviously, John Harbaugh has that comfort with him and that familiarity with him. It's always nice to have an outside pair of eyes when things are going poorly and you kind of got your wheels spinning. So maybe it'll work out, but I'm kind of in wait-and-see mode for how this is all going to shake out.
Hey, Jonas, do you think this came from Bisciotti or Harbs or a combination of both those guys?
I think, I don't know. That's a good question. Obviously, you know, Zach and John have talked about how this is something that has kind of sort of been in the works for a while, that, you know, Zach was talking to Dean this summer and that they were able to get something.
You believe that, Jonas? I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, I'm a little bit skeptical of, you know, just the fact that they would have that idea to bring him in, you know, right away as, you're getting your first season as a play caller off and running. I mean, I'm sure obviously it had Bishotti's stamp of approval because, like I said, it's not an inexpensive proposition to bring in a guy like this. But, you know, I think it's probably also an acknowledgement that this season could be a really, really special one, because what's holding this team back now is that defense. And if you can bring in a guy who can accelerate, you know, Zach Orr's maturation into a guy who could maybe come within like a tier of the kind of play calling that Mike McDonald and the kind of organization that Mike McDonald had last year, I think it's worth it.
What I see happening on Sunday, Jonas, is Dean will be up in the booth and he'll be on a headset with Zach. He will not talk to Zach during, you know, Zach will call the plays, but in between, you know, when the offense is on the field, he'll be giving Zach all what he thinks and what he sees and what he needs to do. That is my guess.
Yeah, and I guess I think that would be an interesting test run, or not even a test run, like an interesting first run, because I'm not sure that the thing that I would want in my ear against a team that runs more no huddle than anyone else is someone else telling me what they see or what they think. I mean, it's going to be bullets flying. It's going to be a loud as hell crowd. You've got this exciting up-tempo Commanders offense, and you're saying that now you're going to add in this, you know, fatherly figure into the headset telling you
when the defense is off the field, not when they're on the field, when they're off the field.
Okay, gotcha. That would make more sense. Yeah. But even then, you know, the Commanders do a great job of kind of messing with you formationally. So, you know, we've seen the Ravens have some issues with substitution patterns. We've seen them, you know, obviously kind of abandon their tried and true nickel looks because they want to get more dime personnel. And it's just one more kind of spinning plate for Zach Gordon to consider with all this.
Hey, Jonas, what's your gut tell you on who's going to be healthy and not healthy? Like, is Washington out? Is McCarrie going to have to go to right tackle? What do you feel? What do you see? What do you hear?
I think Rosengarten's in good shape. I'm obviously still kind of in wait and see mode with left guard with Andrew Voorhees now being a full participant two times in a row. Marlon looked good at practice. Ronnie seems in good shape. Rashad Bateman was obviously back at practice. We saw Brody in the locker room. Didn't seem to be too inconvenienced, but obviously, big guys with knee injuries, you might want to take a little bit more care and consideration there. Malik also saw him in the locker room, so that's another situation where if we see him at practice today, if we see him at practice today, then I would feel better about him getting out there. Not that he's had a great season by any stretch, but obviously, you know, I think you kind of need all hands on deck to stop this Commanders running game. So I do think that John's assessment of, you know, this team's injury situation from the Monday presser and then after Wednesday's practice has been pretty true. You know, it's not a lot of serious stuff that they're worrying about. Obviously, it'd be it seems like the most unlikely guy to play is Arthur Mollett, because we still haven't seen him back at practice since he tweaked that hammy his first day back, coming back from the IR designation.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, as he does every Friday. You got the Commanders, then you're at Tampa, at Cleveland, Denver, which looks like a more formidable game. Cincinnati, you get the Giro. You've seen the AFC North for the most part. Ravens look like they're on a very positive way, momentum-wise, here. Is this going to become, depending on how they navigate the next few weeks with a couple of road games, a Ravens division to lose moving forward within the month before we even get to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, you just rattling off all those opponents there. You know, we've gone from me feeling like the biggest impediment to the Ravens having a high playoff seed was their AFC North competition to their non-divisional competition. I think regardless of how that kind of shakes out, you know, the advanced analytics have the Ravens having like one of the easier schedules in the NFL over the next, you know, 12 weeks or whatever it is. So I would feel good about that. You know, Cincinnati's between a rock and a hard place. Pittsburgh is just one episode of drama after another with the Pickens situation. Then what happens if Justin Fields is bad on Sunday and you got Russell Wilson kind of nipping at his heels? Obviously, their defense has been banged up, and then there's just the flaming tire fire in Cleveland that is Deshaun Watson and that defense taking one or two big steps back. So obviously, you know, this is football. Things could change on a dime. But considering where the Ravens' offense is and considering where we know this Ravens' defense can be, I feel like all the odds and, you know, probabilities that say the Ravens have a 70-75% chance of winning this division feel pretty good to me.
Jonas Schaefer, you're a very competent man and a positive man, and we appreciate your time here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fed, every Friday. Have fun down at the M&T Bank Stadium, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys. Yep. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fed. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. Will somebody join in the Orioles on that "we're done" couch? We'll talk about that. Big Game 5 coming up in Major League Baseball in the NLDS. Terps on the football field tonight against Northwestern. Keith Cavanaugh joins us. Talk about that one as well. Ravens Commanders, your interest, concern level. Are you concerned? I think the Ravens are going to blow them out. Why am I wrong?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan is the whip around. Here on this Featured Artist Friday, it's Cheap Trick, just tuning in. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Google them. You'll find a song you like. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Other Side of the Glass. Baseball playoffs last night. Division Series in the American League. New York Yankees, you love them, you hate them. I hate them, but it is what it is. You got to respect them. And last night, I guess they earned Kansas City's respect.
Hit through the middle. Boy, they just cannot handle Stanton. And it's 3-0 Yankees. In the air to center field, Judge has it lined up, and the Yankees are on their way to the LCS.
Bob Costas with his number one foam finger on TBS last night, Yankee fan, as he's made clear for as long as you've known Bob Costas. And for the record, again, I'm a fan of Bob Costas.
Yeah. I thought he was St. Louis. Isn't he St. Louis?
Yeah, but he grew up a Yankees fan. He used to have the Yankee Mickey Mantle rookie card in his wallet when he was a kid, when he went to Syracuse. But Giancarlo Stanton, hey, man, good for you. He had a monster two-game series. All right, the last two games in KC as the Yankees close out the Royals 3-1. He was 2-for-3 with a ribby. Gleyber Torres, who's been outstanding in the second half of the season after sucking in the first half, 2-for-5 with a ribby. Gerrit Cole, outstanding himself, 7 strong. So New York wins at 4 as me and Q, we actually agreed on something. Yankees win at 4. Royals still, they got a superstar Bobby Witt. They have good pitching. They spent money on upgrading the pitching. I'm guessing Vinny Pasquantino wasn't healthy.
Yeah.
But they were offensively challenged all year long. They only scored 3 runs and beat the Orioles. They're going to have to upgrade that offense, but that's a team on the rise, probably a year ahead of schedule, even making it to the playoffs and winning a series. So the Yankees will await the winner of Cleveland and Detroit. And going into the 7th inning last night, it looked like it was going to be the Tigers until David Fry says, "Hold my beer."
Brisky deals it. And Fry in the air, deep left field. This is back. This is up and gone. David Fry, a 2-run smash.
TBS on the call, pinch hit, 2-run smash. Added another ribby later in the festivities as the Guardians edge the Tigers 5-4. Steven Kwan, 3-for-5, 2 runs scored. Adley's teammate at Oregon State. So this series is tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow. And Tarek Skubal will be on the hill. And I guess for the Guardians and Steven Vogt, rookie manager, all hands on deck. You're just hoping it's not Gilligan and the skipper and all those guys, or you'd be lost at sea. But that's going to be epic. Speaking of Game 5s, tonight, Dodgers and Padres. Chavez Ravine, the winner, gets to the NLCS.
Where, you know, where the Yankees luck out, Bob, is let's say Detroit wins. They're not going to face Skubal for a while.
They might get him game, because this is best of 7 in the league championships. But looks like Rodon will be ready to rock and roll game 1. And then Cole will be ready for game 2. So. Yeah. Good luck with all that from the pitching standpoint. But congratulations to the Yankees. Who do you want to win tonight, Dodgers or Padres?
I want the Padres.
Nolan?
Oh, yeah. Machado and the Padres.
Yeah,
I think I'm going with the old brown and mustard. Let's get it on. And then if the Dodgers lose, then Dave Roberts will have to sit up there. But what about if Ohtani goes 3-run and 3-homer Reggie Jackson?
That would be the only way that I'd like the Dodgers to win.
Because he's been relatively quiet so far.
He and Judge have been quiet.
Yeah, but we'll see. But that's tonight on Fox. Speaking of Fox, FS1, Maryland taking on Northwestern College Football. Terps, 10.5-point favorites. We'll talk about that with Keith Cavanaugh coming up here in just a matter of minutes. In the WNBA Finals, everybody's glued to their televisions. All right, we don't have baseball playoffs. We don't have NFL. We got WNBA Finals. ESPN, who controls the narrative, will make you think this is like the 84 Celtics and Lakers. It's not. But, hey, Courtney Williams did drain a 4-point play.
Yeah.
Late as Minnesota wins at the Garden 95-93 over the Liberty. 4-pointer. He hit a 3, got fouled, buried it, too, by the way. So that was pretty epic. So the Lynx, Minnesota, leads that series 1-0.
Bob, I'll say this. If Indiana was in it, you would think it was the Lakers and the Celtics playing.
Yeah, because Caitlin Clark, lover or hater, her last playoff game was like 2.5 million viewers.
Yeah.
Have they even sniffed a million since?
Oh, the stands are empty.
But anyway, great game is Minnesota, where they're actually 18 down. Came back to win that one. Caps start their season tomorrow against New Jersey.
And New Jersey's already played 3 games, so they'll be battle-tested a little bit. So, yeah, I'll be interested to see, you know, because remember how bad a start Ovi had? I mean, he was historically awful for him scoring goals.
And we'll get into the Caps breakdown next week as their season, believe it or not, started for 2024-2025. Whip around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. I love these fights because they start early. But the light heavyweight unification championship, Arthur Breeder, BF, 20-0, 20 knockouts. taking on Dimitri Bivol, 23-0, 11 knockouts. He beat up on Canelo Alvarez 2 years ago. Unifying the light heavyweight championship. If you're a fan of pugilism, the fight card's awesome. It's going to start around 1:30. So if you're looking for day boxing to go with your college football and your baseball playoffs, oh, you've got a big... Bob Haney's going to be in his happy place tomorrow. Nolan McGraw, speaking of happy places on this day in sports history, Orioles and Ravens, 1970, October 11th, Riverfront Stadium. Orioles down 3-0 early. Orioles scored 5 runs in the 5th. Elrod Hendricks drove in the go-ahead runs. Boog Powell hit a 2-run shot. Tom Fevers, Baltimore's own Mount St. Joe, rest in peace. He gets the win. 6-5. Orioles come from behind to win. Orioles go up 2-0 in the 70 World Series. Spoiler alert, they win. They win. Noel, I don't know if you know, they won the 1970 World Series. They've only won one since then, and that's another topic altogether. And on this date in Ravens history, 2020, speaking of rookie quarterbacks, Joe Burrow came to M&T Bank Stadium and got his pants pulled down and spanked real good as the Ravens win 27-3. Lamar Jackson, 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Andrews, 1 to Hollywood. Patrick Queen, scoop and score. Tucker kicked 2 field goals, but the big story about this game was, remember, Taylor kicked a field goal in the closing seconds, and Wink all pissed off because they didn't get the shutout.
Yeah. Oh, Wink was irate.
Yeah. And that was rookie Joe Burrow. And we all know how he's turned out. Jaden Daniels coming in here. Actually, Daniels playing better now than Burrow was at that time.
No doubt.
And on a better team. But you get the point, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back, talk about Terps Northwestern next. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Basketball tips off in less than a month. How things looking for Kevin Willard, year 3. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, and more of your phone calls. News from the Nets coming up at noon. Start getting into this Ravens Commanders matchup. We got count money as well at 12:15. Buy or sell. And Stephen Wynum covers Washington for the Associated Press. Break it down. Well, I guess the anticipation, excitement level in Washington's much higher than it's been in quite some time. From TerrapinTimes.com. Keith Cavanaugh. Keith, what's up?
Guys, good morning. Speaking of hoops, quick housekeeping matter. Jordan Scott did, as expected, choose Michigan State yesterday. He was a Terp target. Sparty pushed for him harder early on. You know, he's Chrissy Winter Scott's son. Bob and Vinny, he's a rich man's Jared Nickens. He's a great shooter, but thin and a couple years away. I think he wanted to get away from home and try something new. So we'll see. Good luck to him. Great family. With Jordan Scott off the board.
Well, he be the anti-Nickens, though, where he shot great early and then couldn't make a 3 if his life depended on it over the final 3 years of his career. But we're not here to talk about that. But since you brought up basketball, just looking at I'm not trying to, I'm just talking about the analysis of the team. Yeah. The men, in particular, after a tournamentless year, they're not even in Lenardi's latest bracketology. They're not in any top 30s here in some publications, take it for what it's worth. So why aren't they getting a little more buzz after sort of a makeover and a talent influx that seems to have upgraded them in certain weak areas from last year?
Yeah, they did have a little scrimmage last weekend. Geronimo out with a back injury, should be back soon. Gillespie and Miguel were the standouts, knocking down threes, getting to the bucket and finish, breaking press. Derek Queen stepped out and hit a 3 ball. So I like all the pieces like we talked about last week, the depth, more front court help, more shooters, obviously, and more toughness, I think, across the board. But I've seen them, in some 25 to 30 type rankings and whatnot. Obviously, a lot of close finishes last year where they blew it in the last couple of minutes, but but I think with the influx of 7 new players, particularly a lot of shooter scorers, like we spoke about last week, Miguel's just a bucket getter in the Des Wells mode. I think they will be dancing again, Bob Haney and Benny.
Well, we won't be polishing dancing shoes for a few months here, Keith Cavanaugh, but tonight, Northwestern football on FS1 and gaming here on 105.7 The Fan. Both teams coming off losses to Indiana's. Maryland was 2 weeks ago. What do we learn? What do they do? I know some banged up guys. Mike Loxley keeping close to the vest. Who's going to be in? Who's going to be out? Coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. Look, 10.5-point favorites too, Keith.
Yeah. So Friday Night Lights, national TV, blackout game. they were selling tickets for $20 along with the black t-shirt. So get on out there, take advantage of it. Hopefully students come out. Definitely a must win with USC, Minnesota, Oregon, Rutgers, Iowa, and Penn State, the next six games up. But, you know, Northwestern gave Indiana more of a game than Maryland did. Maryland gave up, what, 42 points in three quarters. Now, Northwestern, Jack Lausch, their sophomore quarterback, starting to come into their own. His own, only two picks all season. It was 23 for 38 for 234 yards and two TDs last week against IU. Maryland's problem is they lead the nation in takeaways, 15, but they've only scored four times off that. And they really need to take advantage of their offensive weapons because they're kind of languishing right now because that offensive line. Now, Northwestern has a stout defensive line in front seven. Their secondary is pretty atrocious, so they've got to pick apart. I think with the bye week, Prather, Felton, and hopefully Trader will all be back and healthy. But Billy Edwards, you know, 11 touchdowns, only two picks, completing nearly 74% of his passes. But right now, that O-line ranks bottom in the Big Ten and grading out and 54 pressures so far. And the secondary has been nicked and really been exposed. So I think Northwestern is a tough, competitive, smart team. They're going to probably be better in the trenches than Maryland. Obviously, Maryland's got dominant skill position players, but it's a matter of taking advantage of this, getting the home crowd behind them, getting some more momentum going. To run this gauntlet of the next six. You hate to say this is the last winnable game on the schedule, but unless they stop beating themselves, guys, I've only said that 4,000 times, it will be a tough six finish here. You know, they're 3-2, 0-2 right now in the conference and time to make some hay here at home.
Hey, Keith, I mean, we talked to Damon Wednesday about the penalties.
He said hi, by the way, Damon.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great.
No, he didn't.
The penalty, the double-digit penalties, the stupid penalties, that, I mean, they should have beat Michigan State, you know, with dumb penalties. But, I mean, they keep kicking themselves, and like Bob always says, stupid penalty, you know, like dumb personal foul stuff. I mean, how do they fix that?
It's been, unfortunately, we're 6 years in, the self-inflicteds keep, you know, Andre Roy, left tackle, is graded, you know, he has all the potential, but he's graded worst among the linemen. He keeps having, you know, procedural calls. There's late hits, personal fouls, just silly things that are self-inflicted that impede this team's growth. You know, we're waiting for them to get over the hump. You know, we knew this year the O-line would be a struggle, but, you know, the flags after the whistle, the MAs, missed assignments, and mental breakdown, some of these special teams gaffes we've seen. It's a recurring theme. We keep hearing they're fixable. We keep hearing, oh, we just got to be more consistent. Well, guys, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. I mean, we're into year six now, okay? You have three offensive line coaches. That's an all-time world record on this team right now. Bob Haney can come out tomorrow and be a fourth or a third and a half.
Well, then it's one-on-one coaching.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, soon every guy will have their own personal coach. You know, losing Isaiah Wright to the AC or to the Achilles early in the year, the Buffalo transfer, I'm sorry, early in the summer, that hurt. But, you know, you've got some potent offensive weapons, and I think they need to make better adjustments offensively. You know, we see them come out and do the 6-7 drop, you know, pass plays when they really just got to be doing, when they, you know, need more protection for that. And they really just need doing the quick hitters, slant screens, quick action, West Coast. We've seen that using the short passing game to set up the run. So, you know, I'm feeling like a 31-17 type win tonight for the Terps. Let's hope, for goodness sake, and try to get some confidence and get everyone back healthy. You know, this final six gauntlet's going to be tough. You want to keep all your recruits. You want to have a good atmosphere out there tonight. But, you know, when we talk about this consistency, when we talk about this standard, when we talk about this culture, all these things should be forthcoming by now. And unfortunately, we keep seeing a repeat each week. The Indiana game was very regrettable, particularly in that second half. So, you know, you got to start fast. You got to build some momentum, get downhill in the run game. You got some good backs and all, so let's do it.
Keith, what kind of crowd are they expecting tonight? And on a Friday night game, will they have many recruits coming into the game?
You know, this class, Vinny, is almost full, so you'll have a lot of 26 and, you know, younger kids coming in. You know, right now you're at 21 after the loss last week of the Florida decommit, who's into 19 schools already. Now he's looking for his 25th as far as commitments. But a lot of youngins, you're saving these final ones. Loxley always loves to save a few for portal guys in the spring. And obviously they're going to need more, you know, polished offensive linemen via the portal. But crowd-wise, probably, you know, given the nature of the way things have gone this year, you know, mid-30s tonight probably.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTypes.com. Keith, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Featured Artist Friday. Something tells me you were a big Dream Police fan with your corduroy OP shorts back in the day.
Yeah, the puka shells you loan me every Friday night when I go down to Ocean City.
Those were popular when I was young.
I got pictures of me
They're
wearing those.
They're still popular in the Haney household,
hey,
for
man,
sure.
Hey, I got my pet rock I got to take care of when we get home. All right, Keith Cavanaugh, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, and no pet like a pet rock. You don't have to feed it or anything. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Got news from the Nest, top of the hour. Going to hear from the coordinators. Tom Monken, we heard from Zach Orr earlier. Revisit that, too. But Tom Monken talking about this matchup with Washington. Buyers, sellers, our Friday money. Hopefully counting that. And we're talking Commanders with Steven Wino from the Associated Press. They're 4-1 in first place. Can they maintain that advantage? Four catches, 55 yards. Four of his five targets turned out to be receptions. Most of his damage was done in the second half. Keep in mind, everybody, going into that game, he had 9 targets for the season and made some plays. Kolar had a big day with a touchdown and a big 66-yarder or 56-yarder and likely had 2 TDs. So the tight end showed up last week.
Yeah. Did the thing that I hadn't seen yet from Andrews, Bob, is yak stuff. He hadn't done that yet. I mean, he's caught the ball, but he hadn't had made it any catches or any yards after the catch. Like, Likely is, like, to me, is so good at that.
Well, Kohler's, well, that was actually a pretty throw from
that was
from Lamar, but Kohler's had a catch and run this year.
So, yeah, so we need to see, you know, a little bit more from Andrews. I mean, you know, everybody says you're a top 5 tight end. You know, make us feel like that. Damn, Andrews, he looked damn good. You know, I mean, like, he's making, he made some catches and stuff like that.
Well, he should
have
had a TD, but Lamar underthrew him.
It would have been a walk-in. Yeah, it was a nice wheel rut. Nobody covered him.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, the tight ends, like you said, Bob, they all showed up.
Let's bring Nolan in. Quick draw, how you feeling on this Featured Artist Friday?
I'm feeling good here, not to drastically change the topic, but some pertinent Orioles news coming out here.
What
this
do we
is
got?
Courtesy of Rock Kabatko.
Gunnar Henderson extended for $5 million.
Don't get your hopes up. We got ways to go there. Rock here saying Orioles co-hitting coach Ryan Fuller, bench coach Freddy Gonzalez, Major League coach Jose Hernandez all will not be returning for the 2025 season. So, for all the people up in arms about the hitting coaches, it only says Ryan Fuller here. Can't speak for Matt Borgschulte, but Ryan Fuller is out, as is Freddy Gonzalez.
That's kind of surprising because he was Brandon Hyde's right-hand man.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew with the offense going in the tank in the second half of the season, especially with runners in scoring position, and then a national TV flop against the Royals, somebody needs to get sacrificed. And you know, this isn't just baseball Orioles only. It's every team.
Look at Zach Orr.
Yeah. hey, Robert Sala, get out of here. 5 games in, but surprise level for one of the hitting coaches being dismissed is zero.
Well, to me, it just raises even more questions. Because, again, the Borgschulte side of things, for the longest time here, at least the past couple of years, you've had 2 co-hitting coaches. One's now out of the picture. Is the other one going to follow, or are they just promoting him to the sole hitting coach? Are they going to bring in another co-hitting coach?
No.
I'm left with nothing but questions here.
They're still analytic-driven, so maybe if they bring in another one, maybe he, I don't know.
Terry Crowley?
I don't see that happen. Not after that Oriole Hall of Fame induction. But I'm sick of hearing exit velo and launch angles. I just want to hear their 5-for-12 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, if the results are there, nobody cares.
That's right.
So, hey, give me the launch angle.
So we're banned. You know, we don't care. Just get it done.
Driven business.
However you do it, let's make it happen. We have time for a funhouse or no?
We'll do a few here. Why not?
Quick draws.
Your fault, Bullard, son of a bitch. Your fault, Santander popped out the second base.
The Rudeness, Tunis, text reader.
Exactly. Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Getting started here with Mike. Severna Park says, related to the defense, first thing that needs to happen is benching Marcus Williams. He's a complete liability on the back end. Maybe Dean Pease's presence can help point that out for the current crew.
I don't know that he's a liability, but he's not an asset either. He doesn't do anything.
He's just there.
Right. He is just there. He doesn't, like I said, he doesn't do anything. If they put somebody else in there to be more active, sure. But he hadn't made a play all year.
More on the defense, this texter says, people will label this a statement game for the Commanders. How about a statement game for the Ravens defense? They really need a good showing after last Sunday's terrible performance against the Bengals. I'm confident in a convincing Ravens win.
Yeah, I think we're going to see like a Buffalo performance. That, you know, you see the intensity and stuff. That's what I'm kind of anticipating, that they find a way to really disrupt Jaden Daniels. And because especially if he doesn't get going early and he gets, you know, he gets disrupted and they kind of can confuse him early on, that's what'll be big for them.
And this last one here on Dean Pease, texter, a little curious, says, why would the Ravens even want the help of Dean Pease? Didn't they fire him after a terrible breakdown against the Bengals in 2017? Cost them a playoff spot. If it was up to Pease, the Ravens would play prevent defense on every play.
Well, the thing about it is, he's coming in as a veteran, experienced guy, and they've got talented guys, and they know what they want to do defensively. He just got to fix the leaks. Because there's a lot of leaks right now, so he's got to be kind of like a plumber and fix all those leaks that are going on.
I just remember the famous comment after they lost to the Bears. I think it was 17, at David Montgomery's rookie year, I believe it was. Hey, if he wouldn't have that 99-yard run, we would have been good. Well, you kind of did allow it. You know?
Yeah.
You said Montgomery was a rookie.
I think he was.
Right, but wasn't Mitch Trubisky a rookie as well? A rare instance of a rookie quarterback beating the Ravens.
Oh, correct. Because he was
in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, here's the thing about it. When,
box star.
Go ahead, when you're going to go bring a guy in like that, you got to get some. Because if you bring somebody that nobody knows, then that is really kind of an insult and makes things real difficult. But you bring in somebody that they're familiar with, which there's not a lot of guys out there that would come in to be able to do this. Dean Pease kind of fits that. You know, he's an older guy, he's retired. You know, it's like a perfect fit. Just like they wanted to bring Rosberg back, you know, to help Harb. Same type thing.
Stand corrected. It was Jordan Howard.
Oh.
Had the big day. Rushed for 167 yards, 53-yard run. But other than that, he did have 36 carries on that. But Mitch Trubisky, Nolan.
What'd he throw, 10 passes?
8-for-16. Touchdown with a, let's see here, 94 quarterback rating. Fighting Flacco was 24-41 with two picks. Ravens losing overtime, 27-24. Yikes. There you go. It's Vinny and Andy, 105. But anyway, DP's back. We'll come back. News from the desk. Stay tuned for that. Buy or sell. Let's count that dough, hopefully heading into the weekend. And buy or sell. We got Steven Wynum. 12:30, Associated Press covers the Washington Commanders. A lot of excitement about the Washington team. Is it justified?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.